What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous, the author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back with another podcast episode, man. How's it going, everybody? Yeah, today I'm in a new little environment. Got a little critters around me, little kitty. So, yeah, might be making a special little appearance in the podcast, so you might hear some noises. So, yeah, I'm back with a new little environment. You guys are going to catch me with this podcast with a couple of new places here and there. So we'll just see how it goes. We'll see if the vibe is suiting. We'll see if I like it. We'll see if I don't. But yeah, I am back with a new episode. I have been in the process of doing some small, big, life-changing events, man. Stuff going on with the family. Just getting old, man. Like, life is short. Definitely enjoy the people that you have in your life while you got them, man. Count the roses, hug the ones you love, kiss the ones that you have with you on the forehead, because you never know when, like, situations change. And definitely was taking some things for granted in life, and so definitely had to slow down and just appreciate the small little things in life, man. So if you got somebody in life that you're taking care of, you're caring for, that you really just have any kinds of thoughts, emotions, or feelings for them, man, just definitely reach out to them. Just let them know you love them. Let them know you care for them, and let them know that you're thinking about them. Because if you don't say it, sometimes it's too late, man. I don't want to start the podcast out on a bummer. Yeah, just some thoughts. You know, that this podcast, like I always tell y'all, is my therapy, is a place where I come to think and vent and to like come up with some new ideas and for music, comedy, whatever, you know, whatever life entails. And definitely feel like I can talk to you guys about anything. So yeah, just yeah. But anyway, on to a new topic, man. On to something else. The kid Elon Musk is getting destroyed online by none other than Anonymous. This little kitty is is going for the record books, man. I'm telling you, cats. I'm definitely a dog person. I just enjoy dogs more. They're more friendlier. They like to be cuddled. They like to be like held. They're like big babies, essentially. And cats, man, cats are offensive. Like they take to offense and attacking a lot. And if you're not careful, you will be shredded. Like, there's a little meme of a lady holding a cat. It's like, what cat owners be like? And she's all clawed up and she's saying, oh, they're so cute. I'll try to put that in here somewhere for the people watching on YouTube, the meme. And yeah, cats are evil, dude. You can probably, yeah, you see it right behind me. If she jumps out and attacks me in this video, I wouldn't be surprised. It would be nothing new. It would be something that I'm totally accustomed to at this point in life. Because, like I say, every cat that I've ever met in my life has been a jerk. I've had cats when I was young. I've had cats when I was older. And they all, like, I'd be playing with them, and all of a sudden they do that back arc, and then they just go crazy. And I'm like, dude, I was petting you. Like, I was trying to hold you. But, yeah, cats have, there's this, dude on YouTube, Z Franks, and, he has a video called, Cats, like the mind of a cat, and it's just, like, pretty much what they're thinking. And one of the things is, yes, please pet me for only 5 seconds, and then I will scratch your hand per protocol. Like, that's just how they are. Like, it's like, there's rules to this, and if you don't know them, you will definitely get screwed over. So, yes, go dogs. But anyway, man, Elon Musk is getting destroyed by none other than Anonymous. I am Anonymous the author. They are Anonymous the hacker group, which I totally support, man. I definitely feel like, I mean, listen, if you can't come together online, where can you come together, okay? With all the surveillance and, yeah, I'm a conspiracy theorist by trade. By trade. I do this professionally, if you didn't know. But they're, Anonymous is coming after Elon Musk, and they're saying he basically pumped and dumped crypto, because I didn't even know, like, after following this story, I knew that Tesla had bought crypto and that they were accepting Bitcoin as far as, like, transactions. But I did not know that they had stopped doing that, and they had ceased all activity with, you know, buying and selling using Bitcoin. So that's something interesting. But Anonymous is saying that basically he inflated and deflated crypto. He's trying to destabilize the market, which crypto is already a destabilized asset class, but definitely something that I'm invested in. And I can like agree with both sides. Like, I'm definitely more on the side of Anonymous. I mean, Elon Musk is a multi-billionaire, so I'm never gonna really agree with or be on his side. I mean, that's just how things go, unfortunately, for the ultra rich. Sometimes the little guy just doesn't agree with you. I know that they're heartbroken over this. But basically, he did do exactly that. I mean, he pumped up Bitcoin, got to great numbers, and then he deflated it by saying that it's a scam and that there's no real value behind it. It's like everyone who invests in it, for the most part, I'd say about 75%, and that's for the most part, all understand that this asset class isn't backed by any financial government or by any, we'll just say concrete, like the way that gold or that the dollar is backed by the US government. Everyone's aware is like it's a risk, but in most investing, things are a risk. I mean, things can go from 100 to 15 overnight and have no chance of recovering whatsoever. Ask the people who invested in GE. Shout out to GE. Because I've invested in y'all, and y'all have given your boy a nice return. So, yeah, I definitely appreciate y'all, man. I think I'm invested. Yeah, sorry. I'm not trying to give away the whole portfolio. But shout out to Bitcoin, shout out to GE, and shout out to people trying to get that money. Young, move that dope. That's all I got to say. That's all your boy gets to say. I do enjoy Elon Musk. And one of the things that Anonymous did mention in their video is that he has been seen favorably. He has been one of the millionaires that have used billionaires that have used social media as the lubrication of their popularity. Like, they definitely increase and enhance who they are through social media. So sometimes people such as Elon Musk, who have positive, we'll say green businesses. I won't even say positive. We'll say businesses that focus on specifically the green aspect, like his battery, like his car, like his solar panels, like a lot of things that he does at the Tesla business. A lot of people attribute that to him being a good person, him being a nice person. And it's just like, dude, at the end of the day, he works for a corporation whose whole job and goal is to make money. At that level, they need to be watched closely. Like, it's just how it goes. If you are the more that you are responsible for, the more oversight that you deserve. It's just how it is. Whether that be from the public, not really for it from government agencies, but definitely public should be. I mean, that's why business records are public. That's why tax records are public. People get to investigate your business, see what you're doing. At least it looks legit. Does it come off as correct? Does it not interfere with any laws? So, yeah, I guess government agencies in some aspect, sometimes they're useful, but in very limited aspects and senses. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm still invested. I'm still in, man. I don't care. I'm all in with this. I missed the first wave when they said it was back when it was $4 in like 2009 to when it jumped to like 30, 40,000 not that long ago before the big dip. And they said, I don't know how much, but Chamath, I don't know how much I trust his opinion anymore because he completely dumped SPCE and I don't have a huge chunk of SPCE, which is Virgin Galactic, but I did believe in some of the things that he was saying, and yeah, I'm definitely left holding the bag on that one. I'm not gonna sell. I'm still up overall because I bought it so early. I'm still gonna stay for the long haul just because it's giving me a good return, but it doesn't pay dividends, which is concerning. It's a growth stock, and like I say, just like with the Bitcoin, it can all be completely washed out overnight, completely lose all your value. But I'm still in it for the long haul. We'll see what happens with it. We'll see if I'm left holding the bag, if I'm left holding my draws. But I still faith that these assets are going back up. That all of these are going back up. That because when I've noticed. And I've guessed if you're investing in cryptocurrency as well, a lot of them dip at the same time. And I'm invested in multiple cryptos, and Usually when one dips, when Bitcoin dips, like everything else, Ethereum dips, Dogecoin dips, Dogecoin, however you want to say it, dips, like everything is definitely still relatable and still interlaced as far as their market goes, the crypto market. So we'll see. Well, I mean, there's no guarantee that this will hit 1,000, but if it does, I mean, if it makes me 1,000, I'll be happy with it. But it's definitely scary times, man. Not even like this. I feel like the stock market puts me more uneasy than any of the pandemic or the coronavirus stuff did, because it's just like it's for the long haul. And I mean, everyone knew. Well, I feel like most people knew that the pandemic stuff was going to be for a short time. I didn't really see any studies that said suicide rates increased. I knew that depression did, but I hope nobody took their life because of the lockdown, because that would be terrible. I saw through it. Hopefully everyone saw through that it was going to end, but a lot of times man, stuff gets so stressful. It's just like, maybe I should check out of here. And if you are feeling like that, please call help. Definitely f call a helpline and get some mental assistance, because that is important. And yeah, all jokes aside, man, definitely talk to somebody if you need to talk to somebody, because it's real out here. But anyway, man, speaking of getting real out here, I got my little maybe I should stop hiding stuff to the side and just put it right here so I look a little bit more professional. Trying to get on my producer and executive producer level, man. I'm doing it all by myself, so forgive your boy. I'm gonna definitely get it together. This is probably gonna be the only time that I shoot at this location. I think that probably moving forward, I'm going to be going somewhere else with like a solid background. I didn't realize that this was going to be as see-through as it was. I'm talking to the people on YouTube. This is just, I don't like the way that this looks, and people are just driving by. And I thought it was going to look better than it was, but nah. For this episode, we'll just keep it going and see what happens. A lot of people were upset the other night. Floyd and Logan Paul did their fight. They did their 8-round bout, no judges, no official score, no official winner. So I guess people got their money's worth. I don't really know what people were upset about. They were like, it was fixed, it was staged, it was a professional versus an amateur. It was like, that is exactly what it was. Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather have been selling y'all dreams for the past 10, 15 years. Ever since Mayweather officially retired from his business. I mean, officially retired from boxing. He has been doing these like exhibition bouts with fighters, and people have been eating it up. And Logan Paul has been doing this YouTube fighting for, I want to say, 2, 3 years. And it was like almost destined, like premeditated for them to meet. Just like Floyd is just doing cash grabs at this point. Like he likes the fame, he likes the popularity, and he likes staying in people's like the collective consciousness of the pop culture world, I guess. That's the only way that I can explain it. And he keeps doing these fights because clearly Logan Paul was not in his class. People got the nerve to say, oh, well, Logan Paul survived, so he won. Is that what you think boxing is? Is that how you really think this stuff goes? Because it's definitely not how any of this goes. Like, you can't just say, well, I made it in the ring and I didn't die, so hey. If he dies, he dies. Like the Drago kind of thing. Like, hey, all right, Rocky, as long as you in there and you don't die, everything's good. Obviously, that's not what happened in the movie, but that's what they're going with. And I'm like, that is the dumbest, most flawed, ridiculous theory that I've ever heard in my life. Like, this man was, I think Logan Paul is like 6 foot 2. If you look at the picture of Logan Paul voice versus Mayweather, it looked like Larry Bird versus Nate Robinson. Like it was a huge difference. Let's see. Logan Paul is 6'2". This man, Floyd Mayweather, is 5'8", 150. This wasn't even fair. This is what, like, the height and the reach difference. This man had a 40 pound. Okay, this was not going to be a fair fight, but hey. He had 34 pounds on this man and still got clocked. Like, if you look at the video, if you look at the scorecard, this man got mollywhopped. Okay? The scorecard speaks for itself. It says 7-14 Mayweather jabs, 50% hit. 36-93 power punches from Mayweather hit. That's 39%. 43-107 in total hit. That's 40% of punches he threw. 7-73 for Paul, which is 10%. 21-144 for his power jabs were thrown, which was 15%. Total of 28-217 punches were hit versus landed, and that's 13%. 40% versus 13%. And he threw about double. Dang. He threw double and still landed less than this man, which is absolutely absurd. But, I mean, that's what they wanted to come here for, man. They wanted to see the ratchetness. They wanted to see the craziness. They wanted to see the absolute absurdity of it all. And I hope they got what they wanted. I didn't tune in. I wasn't for the show. I'm not the hugest boxing fan in general. Y'all know I do basketball, football, a little bit of tennis here and there, a little bit of golf. Trying to get more and more into NCAA, which we'll see how long they last with all the bills and legalizations passing here with their product as far as exploiting these young athletes. So we'll see how long they last before they probably break it into conferences and figure another way to screw them over and make it money. So we'll see. I don't know what will happen. I don't know what. Yeah, I just be getting on these tangents, man. But I look forward to watching NCAA basketball. I look forward to college athletics in general. I think it's very entertaining. I like high school athletics, too. I mean, you know, it's just like competition is competition. It might not be at the highest, most mature level. It might not be at the most active. But it's definitely something that can be enjoyed, I guess, on some level. Like, it's not like you're watching, like, LeBron versus Kawhi. It's like, those are two supreme-level athletes. But it's like, I could watch Joe versus Bobby, you know what I mean? Like, I could watch two regular dudes just, like, go at it over, like, you know, thumb wrestling. It's like, I just like the competition. There's something about two people going at it in, like, a competitive sport or a competitive game or just competition in general that I just freaking love. It just brings out something primal, and it's like, I want to win regardless, no matter the cost. And it's just like, as long as, you know, everything's fair, rules are fair, blah, 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 blah. That's always fun to watch. And, I definitely look forward to that. So, speaking of going into more and more competition, the Bucks is getting their ass whooped by the Nets. And everybody was talking about how this was Giannis's year and how with the addition of Jrue Holiday that they were just going to take over. But, nah, man, that boy KD and that boy Kyrie, Harden ain't even been playing this series, and they still giving them the business. It's just over. Like, Giannis, like, I feel bad for the people in the East, like, for Giannis and Jimmy Butler and, like, the people that play in the Eastern Conference when they're just like, yo, we survive LeBron James. LeBron is in the West now. Not only is he in the West, but he's out of the playoffs this year. This is a path to the finals for the first time without being obstructed by LeBron. Like, LeBron might not have always won, but he always at least made it to the finals. So it's like you could never get it from the East. Like, you just wouldn't be there. Like, whole franchises have been denied for like a decade because LeBron just existed in the finals in the Eastern Conference. So now they're like, okay, y'all, we finally can get somebody. We finally can get out of here. We finally can make it to the finals. We can make it to the promised land. We can make it to where legends are made, because if you just make it to the finals, that can boost somebody's whole career. That's the whole reason why Allen Iverson and Russell Westbrook are like debatable right now, is because Allen Iverson was a great scoring point guard, but with Russell Westbrook, he's a great scoring point guard, and he averaged a triple-double, and they both went to the finals, so they have similar resumes. Westbrook played longer just because of, like, medicine and all that good stuff, and average, you know, more assists and rebounds because he averaged a triple-double. So it's like, if you at least make it to the finals, that's where legends are made. Charles Barkley made it to the finals, and he's seen as a fantastically great player, and I believe so did Chris Webber, my bad. some of the greatest basketball players. It's like, if you at least made it to the finals to face some of the greats, then your legend, your status, your history is just on a whole different level of respect. Because, you know, you're running to Michael Jordan, or you're running to Kobe, or you're running to Shaq or Kareem. You know, you just run into these super all-time greats that exist in the finals. It's like, hey, if you at least play them, you at least see it, you can match up. If they better, hey, they better. But you showed that you can at least make it to the promised land, that you can at least make it to the finals. And that's really cool. That's really interesting. Yeah, man. So I ain't got that much longer. I've just been going on this little tangent. I got about I'll say about 5 or 10 minutes. It's really just up to me. Really just up to me seeing how long that I want to go for this thing. And yeah, I look forward to it. Well, so the camera just died, which is fun. I'll be right back, guys. All right. Sorry, everybody. Sorry, everybody. I know that you guys are like, what's happening? What's going on? But, that's my camera cutting back on. So, yeah, there's been some technical difficulties in these last. Oh, the battery died. So, I guess that's where I'll call it quits for now. Like I said, we're just doing short podcasts. Since there's no sponsors, there's no podcast host. So, yeah, I'm gonna get on off here, guys. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. I'll make sure I have this stuff ready for next week. Yeah, be kind, be dope, but more importantly, anything else, man, be yourself. I'll catch y'all next time. Peace.